Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday. It's Radio City Talk, and this weekend we have Liverpool, Arsenal and Spurs against Everton. What a double bill we've got. Morning to Jay and Mickey.
Morning, gents.
Morning, boys.
Excellent stuff. Let's start with Jay first. Let's get the misery out of the way. The reflections of Monday night. Has it got you down in the dumps, Jay?
Yeah, very much so, Steve. Where do we start? I mean, spineless, gutless, not ready, not prepared. You know, they went to La Manga for, you know, some winter training and, you know, team bonding. And what did we get on Monday night? You know, I thought it was a disgrace, to be honest with you. And, you know, it epitome of what Liverpool are really now. And, you know, let's not get away from the fact that, you know, people have talked all season about Liverpool. We were great at the start of the season. And when the games came thick and fast in December, January time, we just couldn't cope because the squad's threadbare and too many games in close succession. And now when we've had a 16-day break, that's what we got dished up. And, you know, let's be honest, we know that Leicester were going to come out with fire in their bellies because, you know, they just changed the manager and they had something, a point to prove. But Liverpool should have been prepared for that, and they simply weren't, and I thought it was totally unacceptable.
Has it in any way emphasised even more the squad situation in terms of the lack of being able to turn to players who can solve problems when you've got them?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously in January time, even one or two signings might have made that little bit of difference, you know, give us a little bit of a boost. And we just chose to keep the powder dry, and for whatever reason, you know, I know people say it's not ideal time to sign players, but in the past, you know, history showed that that's not true at all. Liverpool signed Luis Suarez in the January, Philip Coutinho, Daniel Sturridge, Daniel Agger, Maxi Rodriguez. So why we never tried to sign someone is beyond belief. And maybe we did try and sign players. People are saying we tried to go for Draxler. They wanted too much money. Unfortunately, football nowadays, you've got to go that extra mile. You've got to pay the wages for players. You've also got to pay the extra money in the transfer fee. And Liverpool just don't seem to be prepared to do it. And, you know, Jurgen Klopp seems to be wanting players who want to play for Liverpool for the love of the club. But that's just not the way football is nowadays, unfortunately. You know, you put an extra 20 grand a week in a player's bank account, they're going to choose them over you all day. And Liverpool haven't got Champions League football to offer clubs, so we've got to go that extra mile. And I don't think the likes of FSG are interested in doing that.
Let's bring Mickey in here. I mean, if we just look at the four teams that we're focusing on this weekend, so the two London teams and the two Merseyside teams. So for three of those teams, there's Lukaku for Everton, there's Kane for Spurs, there's Alexi Sanchez for Arsenal. There's a main man in each of those teams, isn't there, Mickey? Which Liverpool don't seem to have at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously I tuned into the Liverpool-Leicester game, and I think, you know, Jay's hit the nail on the head there. You know, Liverpool do look short, don't they? And especially, as you're saying there, Steve, for a striker, a focal point that can sort of, you know, that you can play up to. I don't think Firmino's going to fill that role for them, is he? You know, he's more of a sort of tippy-tappy type player. And as Jay said there, you know, they did do well at the start of the season. But, you know, when you're in the trenches, you know, come like December, January, February, this is where, you know, you do find your true players out. And as I say, it's, you know, January was there. And for whatever reason, you could see Liverpool was short. And for whatever reason, they didn't, you know, they decided not to bring someone in. They definitely could have done with a striker, with obviously the injuries to Sturridge and obviously Origi not in form. You can see that, you know, up front, they, you know, they are struggling.
It's a bit tougher to stomach it on the fact that Liverpool is a club built on great strikers, isn't it, Jay? And actually, they do need someone. They need one of these players that I've just referred to there.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Firmino's not even a natural centre-forward, and he's done a job for us, there's no doubt about it, but he doesn't score enough goals, simple as that. You know, we'll get you 12, 15 a season, and that's simply not good enough. And we spoke about this last week on the show as well. Well, Liverpool have got a number of problems, haven't they? I mean, why is it that Lucas Leiva, who traditionally is a centre-midfield player, he's playing centre-half, and he effectively is third-choice centre-back? Because, you know, we've got Clavin on the bench, who's a natural centre-back. Jurgen Klopp signed Clavin, yet he's on the bench when Lucas is playing centre-half. It just doesn't make any sense.
And, well, what's the answer behind that? Sharpie was asking this last night. He's saying, why are you not playing Clavin? Well, what is it we don't know?
Well, it's obvious that he's looked at him and he's had him for, what, six months, and he's assessed him and doesn't think he's good enough. That's the only explanation I can think of, because ultimately Jurgen Klopp signed him. And this is the worry for me. the other night, we've had Simon Mignolet in goal for 4 years, four seasons of mistakes. We had the centre midfield player playing centre half, and we've got a midfield player playing left back who, yeah, Milner's done a good job most of the season, but was he always going to be able to sustain it for the duration of the season? Because ultimately, he's not a left back, is he? So the other night, we had a goalkeeper who we all know is not good enough, and we had two midfielders playing in the back line. It's unacceptable. And let's be perfectly honest, Jurgen Klopp, you know, he's not a messiah, but he's had three transfer windows to rectify this. What is going on? It's a shambles.
We'll talk about the Arsenal game in just a moment. Let's give you a breather. There's much happier times across the park. And, of course, heading down to Spurs. How do you fancy your chances there, Mickey?
I think we'll go there with a bit of confidence, to be honest, Steve. You know, I mean, let's face it, you know, they're second in the league, they're no mugs, and they're having a great season. Obviously, they sort of, you know, they got the set-up wrong, didn't they, at Anfield a couple of weeks back. But, you know, make no mistake, you know, Spurs at home, I think they're unbeaten, and they're not conceding, you know, much at all. So it's going to be tough, but we can go there buoyant, you know, we can go there with our tails up. And I think what we've probably got to do is match them. I think that game is certainly going to be won and lost in midfield. You know, they've probably got one of the best midfields in the league when you look at the likes of, you know, your Dembele, Dele Alli, you know, Wanyama, Eriksen. You know, it's full of quality. Mm. But, you know, I like our midfield as well. You know, our midfield at the moment, we're, you know, sort of packed with, obviously, Schneiderlin's coming in January and has just hit the ground running. He's been absolutely tremendous, one of our, you know, our star players the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Idrissa Gana Gueye coming back as well from the African Nations now is, you know, he showed his qualities last week. And, you know, throw into the equation with young Tom Davis. You know, we've got a nice mix there of Tom Davis, Ross Barkley, bit of experience as well with Gareth Barry and James McCarthy. So I think that game is certainly, you know, it's going to be won and lost in midfield. And it's one of them. I think it'll probably show you how far Everton have come and you know, the standards, I suppose, we've got to reach. But it's, as I say, we've got nothing to fear down there. But as I say, it's going to be tricky.
Are you reversing, Mickey?
No,
I think you bang on. I think Liverpool won their game against Spurs with the performance in midfield as well. I think Everton's midfield special at the moment. Lots of talk about perhaps Wayne Rooney returning next year. One of our regular listeners, Jonathan, rang in before. He said he reckons Rooney will come back and be made captain of the football club. I think he'd be a brilliant addition. I'm reading some stuff in the papers today. Big column by Andy Dunn in the Mirror saying, no, don't bring him back. Don't go back to the past. I don't understand that. I still think he's got huge quality.
Steve, I think it's nailed on. I think it's all, yeah, for the fact, the way it's been talked about, I mean, normally, when, you know, managers come out with the old scenario, don't they, when they're in the press, is that they don't talk about other players that belong to other clubs. Well, you know, Ronald Koeman's done pretty much nothing but talk about Wayne Rooney, and Wayne Rooney has put it out there now to say that he'd be interested in coming back to Everton. It just is a complete no-brainer, and I would say I'm pretty sure that Wayne Rooney will be wearing an Everton shirt next year. And it, as you say, it is a no-brainer. You know, the lad probably wants to come back home. He's, you know, boiled Evertonian. But that aside, Steve, you know, take all sentiments out the window. He's only 31. He's 31. You know, I know he's got a lot of miles on his clock, but I just think he's probably gone a little bit stale at United. And I just think him coming back to Everton with the experience that he can bring on and off the pitch, you know, especially to the young lads. And even from a marketing point of view, you know, you bring Wayne Rooney back to Goodison, and that's a little bit of a statement, with Moshiri there, and, you know, hopefully the new stadium on the docks and that. You know, it looks like things are moving forward for Everton. So for me, as I say, it's a no-brainer. It'd work for Everton, and I think it'd work for Wayne Rooney as well.
Let's hope it happens. Right, Liverpool take on Arsenal tomorrow. Jurgen Klopp currently has the same record as Liverpool manager after 56 Premier League games as Brendan Rodgers, Jay. Won 27, drawn 16, lost 13.
Yeah, I mean, with Jurgen Klopp, though, he hasn't actually had the luxury of having someone like Luis Suarez in his ranks, has he? To be fair to Jurgen, but, you know, and he was picking up the pieces from the squad that was left behind, which wasn't the best, and, you know, with a few additions, it still doesn't look the best, does it now? Going into this Arsenal game, I mean, when it comes to the bigger games, Liverpool are never left wanting, aren't they? Because they're always up for it. They always do well. You know, the record speaks for itself. Where I think in that mini league, we're actually top of it, aren't we? For the top six clubs in the table. So it's never really an issue, Liverpool getting up for these type of games. But the problem is that I've got is, you know, go back to the Tottenham game. the performance we put in, yeah, we got 3 points, it was great. And then look what happened the very next game against Leicester. Now, I'm going into this game against Arsenal thinking, will we win the game? Possibly. Do we think we definitely will? No, I think it'll probably be a draw because Arsenal have had a little bit of a break themselves now. And really, they're out of the Champions League, aren't they? So that game in midweek for them is less important. Now, it's massively important for them to actually get into the top four. And we are one of the teams that they're competing with. And I fully expect Arsenal to be up for the game on Saturday. But to be honest with you, Steve, the way I feel at the moment, I'm sorry to come across very negative and downbeat, but it's just the way it's got me feeling. At the start of the season, I said to you, no European campaign, so there's no excuses. Yeah. Liverpool all day to get top four. And at this moment in time, I just can't see it happening. Now, I know there's still a chance of it. There's still 12 games to go, 12 cup finals. But I just don't think they've got the spirit and the heart and the guts in them to do it. And even if we do beat Arsenal on Saturday, what will happen in a few weeks' time? They'll probably go to West Brom and get beat. They'll probably go to Stoke and get beat. You know, the team, there's no leaders there. There's no leaders in that team. And, you know, it's just not good enough and something needs to change.
Well, I think it's really interesting that this weekend Arsenal and Spurs are playing our teams because those are the teams, aren't they, Mickey, that you'd actually look at and go, well, their form is dependent on whether Liverpool do get into the top four.
Yeah, and, you know, as Jay said there, I think this time of the year you're looking for a little bit of momentum. And unfortunately, as I say, you know, Liverpool have struggled, haven't they, in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it can be a situation when you go out of the cups and you've got nothing to play for that, you know, players' heads are sort of turned, you know, to the beach. And that's your manager's job then, isn't it, then to, you know, to sort of get your players focused and get them performing on the pitch. And sometimes that is difficult. But, you know, they're the sort of teams that both, you know, Liverpool and Everton are looking to catch. You know, Everton obviously down there in seventh, and I think we're about 4 or 5 points, aren't we, away from Man United. Mm. But, it, you know, we've seen how quickly, you know, go back 2 months, I think Everton were like 15 points behind them. You know, that gap has diminished, you know, and it just takes a little bit of momentum, go on a run, and, you know, very, very quickly that can change. You know what the Premier League's like. There's no give-me's. And you know, as I said, Liverpool will do. You know, I know Jay's a bit down in the dumps there, but Liverpool will do Arsenal the weekend. They're the games that Liverpool stay enough for. And I just had to say, hopefully we can go down there and a little bit of confidence down there at Tottenham. And I think it'll be built on television as you know, the battle of the two main strikers, the leading scorers, you know, Kane and Lukaku. But as we've spoken about before, Steve, I think that game is certainly going to be won and lost in midfield.
I think you'll get a score draw down there, Mickey.
Hopefully, mate. Fingers crossed.
That'll be all right. Liverpool, Arsenal, traditionally loads of goals. 4-3 to the Reds earlier this season. What do you reckon, Jay?
Well, yeah, I think there'll be loads of goals because, you know, we haven't got the best defence, have we? They've got a very good attack. Liverpool have got a decent attack. And, you know, I think Arsenal do ship quite a few goals when you come in the bigger games against the better teams. And, you know, I am still classing us as one of the better teams, by the way, even though, you know, I've come across a bit downbeat here. But, you know, like I say, I think there will be goals. There was at the start of the season when we beat them 4-3. But I think it'll be a Desmond. I think it'll be 2-2.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off.
This is Radio City Talk.